Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. As always, we visit with someone from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this morning we're going to visit with Bonnie Will. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Paul.
And how's your day going today?
Oh, I'm having a good day. How about you?
Well, it's a good day if there's no snow on the ground.
That is good. I hear that may change.
It might. Hopefully it stays to the north of us, right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, we've asked Bonnie to come on because we're promoting, what are we promoting this month?
It is National Physical Therapy Month in the month of October.
Okay, good. Before we start, Bonnie, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners?
Well, I'm Bonnie Will. I've been at Johnson Memorial now for, as my kids like to say, forever, since the 1900s. I've been here about 25 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so time flies, doesn't it?
That's right. You originally from Dawson, or?
I grew up in the Lynn Marshall area, okay. Not too far away.
Okay, good. So, how did you get interested in physical therapy, Bonnie?
Well, I think my dad would like to take some credit for that. He's a retired farmer now, but he maybe had a series of mishaps with hogs and cattle and different things happening over the years that maybe laid him up for a little while and kind of introduced me more into that field.
Okay, good. So 25 years at Josh Memorial, you've seen a lot of changes then over those years, huh?
Yeah, we've had a couple renovations here and just the whole medical system has changed quite a bit. The whole computers, we used to have our paper calendars and our paper charts, and now that's all on the computer.
Paper's kind of obsolete right now.
Yeah, sometimes it is, but sometimes you kind of need that too.
That's right. Here at the radio station, I still do paper. Maynard does too, so, well, we do a little of both, I should say. So, so talk a little bit about physical therapy, Bonnie.
Well, with physical therapy, we really focus on human movement and the musculoskeletal system and your nervous system. We treat individuals of all ages and ability from birth through the lifespan, and our goal is to mainly just improve your quality of life. We do hands-on things. We have different modalities we use, a lot of patient education, prescribed exercises, and then just kind of teaching people how they can take care of themselves too.
What is some of the more common issues that you see?
We see a lot of injuries and post-surgical, so we see shoulder, knee, ankle injuries, overuse injuries, injuries from falls or balance issues, and then we see a lot of post-surgery with like knees, backs, hips, shoulders, things like that. Physical therapy has also expanded quite a bit through the years, so I've done recent training on pelvic floor, so that's dealing more with like bowel, bladder, pelvic pain, things like that. As well as we've seen advancement with concussions and dizziness, balance, we see a lot of that. It's kind of our time of year when we tend to see more of the dizziness or balance issues. From dizziness, it just seems like when there's seasonal changes, we see a lot of positional vertigo, and that can cause falls or, just difficulty functioning because you're dizzy. So those are all, things that we can treat here.
Boy, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bonnie, because I'm 66 years old, and I just experienced that about 3 weeks ago. So.
Okay.
That's no fun, vertigo.
No, it's not. It is not. And it can really affect you. It can be mild, but it can be very significant.
Oh, yeah. It was not mild with my issues, but it's over with now. But it's an awful feeling.
Yeah, it is. So. Yep.
Yeah, I was just thinking when you were talking there about how things have changed. When I was in high school in the 70s, you sprained your ankle, you just threw a bag of ice on it, and you got it back up on the floor. That was about the extent of it. Not anymore, right?
Right. Yep, there's lots of rehab you can do, exercises you can do, different things to kind of help expedite your recovery. Surgery itself has changed so much. Even if you look at people with different, incisions, like the incisions used to be so long, and you know, now they're doing them more arthroscopically and things like that. So that all affects your recovery and your rehab time.
You know, I guess everyone's so different in recovery, isn't it? Or when you have so many different patients, you know, as far as healing and therapy goes, huh?
Yeah, everybody is different. So, you know, a lot of people are maybe scared to do a joint replacement because they've heard how hard it is and challenging it is from other people, and then they may have a totally different experience. Everybody, it's very unique. Yeah.
Right. What do you like about your job at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bonnie?
I like seeing different things. I could not do the same thing all day long. I could not just sit behind a desk. I like to be moving. I like to interact with people, and I like the rural aspect where you can get to know people and know what's important to them and kind of help fine-tune their rehab for them. And I like being able to see, you know, different diagnoses, not just see knees all day or backs, but see a variety.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned a little earlier, but what's the most significant change that you have seen in physical therapy over the years? What would you say?
You know, I hate to go there, but probably insurance. You know, it seems like just the insurance world has taken such a turn, and they kind of dictate more just throughout the medical, not just for therapy, but for everything, that insurance kind of plays more of a role.
Yep. I agree.
Than it used to.
That's right. Well, 25 years at Joss Memorial in one place. That's pretty good, Bonnie. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, you know, since it is Physical Therapy Month, it's basically a team effort by physical therapists, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have an excellent team here. We have Rachel Hawkinson. She's a physical therapist that joined us a couple of years ago, and then we have Jill Matthews as our physical therapy assistant, and she has not quite been here as long as I have, but she's been here quite a while also.
Okay. Yeah, if people want to get a hold of you, or how they're referred, I would gather, from a doctor, is that how that works?
You can go through your doctor and get the referral. We do have direct access in Minnesota, meaning that you don't necessarily need the referral. However, that's the insurance part again, that some insurances do require you to have that referral. So if you have any questions on that, you can certainly call your insurance company or call us as well. And our number here to reach us is 320-312-2128.
All right, Bonnie, thank you for being on Doc Talk this morning. We appreciate that. And hey, good luck in the next 25 years. How about that?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bonnie Will, physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.